So we're recording. Yay. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Introvert Podcast. My name is Amy, and I'm scared to be here, and I have a guest today. This is my cousin. So, Grace, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Grace, and I'm Amy's cousin. I'm a senior in high school, and I'm really excited to be talking today.
Yes, so Grace is our resident extrovert, and we only get to see each other like once a year, but hopefully that'll change next year, hopefully.
Hopefully.
So we're just going to talk today about the difference between being an introvert and an extrovert when it comes to the holidays, because Grace and I are pretty similar in that we really love Christmas and just like holidays. Yes, but Grace has an interesting perspective because she's an extrovert and she is, that was a weird noise, because she's an extrovert. And she just has some interesting things to share with us. So I think that's good. But before we get started, this is the season finale of the season. We're coming back on, I wanted to say August, but December 31st, me. We saw Wonder today, so I'm like, August, Augie. Good movie, check it out. We're coming back on December 31st with the first episode of season 2. And then from there, we'll go until, I think, I haven't decided an ending point for season 2 yet. So that's what you got to look forward to. And if you want to get some like bonus content during the hiatus, you can become a patron on Patreon. That's patreon.com/introvertpodcast. I'm going to be releasing some mini-sodes, hopefully, throughout the holiday season. If I have time and if I don't lose my mind during finals, fingers crossed. So that's just the goal here. So that's good. Yes. And also, if you want to check out the merch store, teespring.com/stores/introvertpodcast, you can find some fun gift ideas for the introvert in your life. Oh my goodness. That's really loud and scary sounding.
Hello.
We're recording a podcast, Liz.
Can I be in it? Yes. Give me a sad face. And you were going to say no.
We had, like, plans.
I know. Look how deflated my bed is.
Okay, Liz, we're literally recording right now.
I know, I just want to make a feature.
It's going to be so good in the clip show. Why are you doing that? It wasn't mean. You don't even know what your Myers-Briggs is.
I'm ENFJ.
How do you know that?
Because Grace made me a sign with it on it.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so Grace here likes to paint things, and she paints Myers-Briggs signs for us, but that was my sister. So this is just, I'm honestly probably not going to edit this. Let's be real. Like, I'm just going to put this up on the internet for everyone to see. Like, I think the tagline for this episode is going to be, "This is a hot mess." That's just all the description is. Anyway, I think I was talking about the merch, but I don't remember. So it's cool. We're fine. Everything's okay. It's all good. We're recording. I'm panicking. We're laughing. We can't do this. This is why I podcast alone, because I can't stay on topic with another person around. But basically today is kind of like a special episode about Christmas, because yay, I love Christmas. And we're not going to have a weekly challenge or recharge this week. Maybe we're going to do an outro. I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be a little adventure for editing Amy. Probably actually not going to edit at all. So it's cool. We're fine. So anyway, like I was saying, we were recording remotely from a space that is not designed to record a podcast on someone's bed. So
it's very cozy.
It is pretty cozy, but sound quality is not as great as it usually is. And I mean, honestly, it's not as great at all. But when we come back next season, I'm getting a new microphone for Christmas, so it's going to be even better sound quality. So I'm really excited.
One more reason to love Christmas.
One more reason to love Christmas. So let's start talking about the difference between introverts and extroverts. Why is that so hard to say? When it comes to Christmas time or the holidays, depending on what you celebrate. I'm really sorry. I don't know that much about the other holidays, and that's just because I'm very sheltered. And that's not true, but like, I live in the Midwest, okay? Like, this we know. So there's going to be background noise. There's a lot of planes. That's true. Yeah, it's fine. Oh. It's all good. Anyway, so Grace, why don't you tell us your favorite part of Christmas?
My favorite part of Christmas is the traditions. Like, every year I just get so excited to celebrate things. Like, I've celebrated them before, but every year, like, they're the same and they're familiar. which is really comforting and really awesome. But then at the same time, they're different, like, as I've gotten older. So definitely the traditions.
So the traditions. That's nice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think my favorite part of Christmas is probably, honestly, the traditions. Because yeah. I love how, like, so on my side of the family, Grace's Christmas, and we're going to talk about this, looks so mm-hmm. different from mine. Mm-hmm. Even though, like, we're really similar just because of our family differences. So mm-hmm. for my side of the family, we celebrate with my mom's side. Grace is on my dad's side. So everyone usually comes over to our house. It's been at other people's houses in the past, but I like it best when it's my house because then I feel safe and supported and cozy. And it's a good time. And it's usually either on Christmas or the day after or the day before. Just usually not the day before, actually. The day before Christmas is Christmas Eve, in case you're wondering. That's what it's called. There we go. I got there. It's fine. But I do love tradition. And change is scary for me. We used to have this tradition where we, on Christmas Eve, would go over to these people's house and, like, have a party. I said these people, but our friend's house. And it was really fun. And then they stopped coming for Christmas, and it was awkward. So now we don't do that anymore. And it was really sad. Mm-hmm. But what's your favorite Christmas tradition, Grace?
So I am the child of a woman who works for a church, and that means we spend a lot of time at church around the holidays. So we used to go out of town, and then my
Wait,
mom...
really?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you guys go?
Colorado. Colorado.
Okay.
That's my dad's
Sorry,
side
I family. Interrupted you. I'm sorry.
Quite all right. And so now we stay in town, and my mom works as the children's ministry director. So we get to go to church 3 times on Christmas Eve, and I usually get to help or read or sing or just anything.
Oh my God, that sounds so exhausting. We're so different.
So much fun. And I just get to see so many people that I love that Gosh. I get to see at that time.
You guys are probably, you tell oh my goodness. Sure. So do you hear that noise? That's the garage door, and there's nothing I can do about it. It's fine.
It's okay.
It's part of the fun. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that sounds exhausting. And why would you want to do that?
It's fun.
It does not sound
See
fun.
People.
I hate people. Pretty much all of them.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I don't do well around the holidays. Mm-hmm. I get very stressed out. Mm-hmm. Unless it's like people that I feel comfortable that I could, like, exit the situation and be okay. Mm. Anyway, other than that, it's, like, really stressful. Mm. I remember when I think this was, how many years ago? How many years ago was I dating?
2 years ago.
2 years ago? So 2 years ago, I had to go, my boyfriend at the time, shout out to you if you're listening to this, I doubt it, but, like, hey, I'm talking about you on the podcast for, like, the 4th time. I had to go to his family's Christmas. And it was literally the worst thing in the entire world. I was so uncomfortable. I was, like, freaking out the whole time. It was, oh, God, it was not good. So mm-hmm. that's, like, my biggest fear mm-hmm. is that I'm one day going to get married, I guess. Because I don't want to have to deal with someone else's family. Yeah.
That's true.
But your Christmas tradition of going to church 3 times mm-hmm. sounds horrible. Because I don't know about you, but for me, mm-hmm. I leave church and I feel like, I'm like, oh my God, I just talked to so many people. And like, everyone was touching each other. It was just so horrible.
And I leave church and I say, oh, I was just talking to so many people and everyone was touching each other and it was so wonderful.
I don't understand. How will you please explain to me, like, how you gain energy from being around other people? Because I don't get it.
I just get filled up by loving others. And like, other people's joy is contagious to me. And, like, being Aww. Around them helps me to feel that joy.
That's really cute. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, other people scare me and are horrible, and I don't like them. I just realized that the clock's going to go off in 2 minutes, and I'm so excited
it's
for that.
It's going to be 11 bomb.
That's going to be fun. It's going to be 11 bomb. Oh, my gosh. So that's, like, a really old meme. And you can look that up. I love that, though.
Highly encouraged.
Yeah, highly encouraged to go Google what 11 bong is. I'm pretty sure if you just, like, typed 11 bong into Google, that's not what would come up, though. Actually, let's find out. Let's Ooh. Go on a little adventure.
Yes.
Oh, you see my Tumblr is open? Yikes. Yeah, if you want to follow me on Tumblr, just kidding, please don't. What comes up? Now I'm just curious. It's not what it is.
Not
so
our
maybe
11
don't
bong.
Google that. Not our 11.
It's just people doing drugs. Oh, God.
Oh, God. This is
long-haired man.
Why have you done this?
7-Eleven Slurpee Bong.
7-Eleven Slurpee Bong. Oh, same. Goals. Anyway, maybe don't Google that. Basically, it's like, it's just a bad meme. I don't even know why I brought it. But yeah, this is a hot mess, but it's good. We're having fun. This is kind of what our relationship is like. We're like, it's just like verbally shitposting. We just like don't talk about anything and it ends up being fine. It's fun. It's a good time.
Love it.
So, Grace, what's your Myers-Briggs type? Do you know?
My,
so to me, do you know?
Do I know?
Yeah, Grace is the one who told me about Myers-Briggs, so, like, she knows.
Myers-Briggs is my favorite thing. So, my Myers-Briggs type is ESFJ, and I'm a 98% extrovert.
Yikes.
So, it's a good day. Every day.
Every day is a good day for
Grace. It's filled with people.
I'm just shaking my head. You can't see it, but I'm shaking my head. Anyway, what does the S and the other letters stand for?
So, the S is, like, it means that I take in a lot of details. So, if I was looking at a painting, I would see, like, the individual leaves on the tree and, like, the dress that the girl was wearing and, like, the color of the boy's hair and, like, little details. And, like, very black and white and very, like, literal.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is kind of in an order and in a box. Which is interesting.
Yeah, I'm just looking around right here at your room, and I'm like, I don't see that. I'm just kidding. It's not a good judge when someone else is sleeping in your room, like, be like, oh, look at that. But it's mostly, I mean, honestly, it's mostly my sister's stuff, so Liz, clean up your mess.
Best.
Shout out to Liz.
And F means that I'm a feeler, so I just thrive on love and people and touch.
I'm an F too. I'm an F. But that's not my love language. I don't like touching people. I mean, I don't mind it, but it's like, it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's okay. And then lastly, I'm a J, so I love to have things organized and structured and planned. And
being J is awesome. You used to be an ESFP, didn't you? When you were younger, you were an ESFP, yes. I remember, because there was a board on Pinterest that was called, like, Becoming a J or something like that. Where, like, she literally, like, convinced herself that she was going to be a J, and then she became one, and I'm proud. Honestly, as a J, I'm proud.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be Life's an ISFJ. Now I'm an INFJ.
Yeah.
I think I've just become more cynical. It's my thing. Probably. I'm jaded, okay? Like,
jaded.
Oh, my gosh. I've been through a lot. Anyway. No, it's all good. So, Grace is an ENFJ.
Mm-hmm.
No, ESFJ. Oh, dang it. Okay. My sister's an ENFJ. Mm-hmm. That's why. Grace is an ESFJ, and that means that she loves tradition, apparently.
Yes.
She's going to explain to me why that means she loves tradition. I don't get it yet. Hopefully I can understand. Okay. So maybe, Grace, will you explain why that is?
I'd love to. So, in Myers-Briggs, there are, like, different factions of the different types. So, Amy is an NF, which means that she, like, looks for different patterns and, like, symbolism and meaning. And I am an SJ. And so that means I love tradition. I love, like, order. And tradition is definitely part of that.
Tradition. Yeah, you're big on tradition.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
One of the things when we were talking about this episode, and I'm not saying planning because it was literally a conversation like 20 minutes ago, about like, oh, hey, we need to record the podcast. It's Friday. This has to go up on Sunday and I'm leaving tomorrow.
True.
Yikes. So, one of the things that was brought up is that we each have a favorite Christmas song, and Grace's favorite Christmas song is interesting because, why don't you just tell us about it?
So I love No Place Like Home for the Holidays.
We can't put, like, the actual song in because I don't want to get sued. But it's like, well, it's there's no place like home for the holidays. Yeah, so it's that so one.
And I, like, it just reminds me so much of Thanksgiving, even though it's a Christmas song.
I feel like it's a Thanksgiving song, though.
Yeah. I feel like it's a Thanksgiving
song. It doesn't ever actually talk about Christmas, does it?
Exactly.
No, it's just I'm thinking about it now. Holidays. I'll think about it while you talk.
That sounds good. And I have had Amy and Liz and their parents come every Thanksgiving for, like,
since I was in fourth grade, and now I'm in 15th grade, so 11 years.
Like, 11 years.
And me, I'm in 15th grade. 15th grade.
And yikes. It's amazing, and it makes me so happy.
Anyway, and so the song, the lyrics.
Oh, yes. And there is a part in the Perry Como version where it says, "The pleasure that you bring when you make that doorbell ring,
no place no can be too far."
And
I'm just singing the song. I'm horrible. I'm the worst.
And not that the Cutlips have ever rang my doorbell.
As I pointed out. No, I've literally never rung usually get your doorbell. Here
at 2 o'clock in the morning. It just reminds them of, it just reminds me.
You know what? I want to go and ring your doorbell right now.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to go. You stay here and talk okay. to the people about okay. Being an ENFJ.
Okay.
ESFJ. I am unqualified okay. for this job, and I'm going to go ring the doorbell.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Have fun.
Oh, wait. I'll be here. The bombs didn't come through.
I know.
I'm so sad.
No.
That's so bong. Sad. Bong.
Bong.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go ring the doorbell.
Oh, my word.
I'm scared okay. that my microphone's going to fall.
It'll puke.
This is a mess. We're it's a mess. Bad. Everything's a mess.
Hot mess. And it's
hot mess. I'm a hot mess. I'm the hottest mess.
It's okay. And so in No Place Like Home for the Holidays, it just talks about, like, family coming and just the sweetness of tradition. And that's what it reminds me of. And also, they talk about pumpkin pie, which is a Thanksgiving tradition. And that makes me really happy. But every time I hear it, I just think of this sweet time every year. Do you hear the doorbell? Amy's ringing it. This sweet time every year where the Cutlips come in and ring the doorbell and we get to celebrate together and be thankful. And it makes me very happy.
You didn't tell me you had a front doorbell. Oh my
I
gosh.
Do. And the sound changes when we make it.
Oh my goodness.
It's so much fun.
I pressed the button and I was so surprised.
Oh no. So I have to tell you about what just happened. So I walk out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hold on, I gotta go ring the doorbell. And her dad goes, wait, no, let me do it for you. And I was like, awesome, thanks. And then I was like, wait, no.
Wait.
I have to do this because of the symbolism.
Exactly.
Anyway, yeah, I've never, I just did the doorbell for the first time because I did not know that it played a song. But I will be ringing your doorbell much more often now.
I just started please a bunch do. Of times. It's so fun.
Oh my heart is beating really fast now. Like, I just like ran a marathon. Just go ring the doorbell.
Ring the doorbell.
I'm not an athletic person.
Me?
So what's interesting about Grace is that she is a shy extrovert, which I think is so rare.
Yeah.
And I was actually just talking about this. Yeah. I feel like I've been talking about it for like the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But,
that's so fun.
Because people said to me one time, like, how are you an introvert because you're not shy? And I'm like, I'm not shy. Mm-hmm. Like, you're right. I'm not shy, but people are bad. So, Grace, when you were a child, you were like the most shy.
Mm.
You were a child. You're the most shy child of all time. Except for the outside voice thing. That was an interesting story that I got today about Grace's outside voice. But, yeah, you were a really shy kid, so when did you first realize you were an extrovert?
So I am an only child, which means, like...
Which means she's psychotic. Just kidding. I'm kidding, that's me. I want to do... Ooh, I should do an episode on birth order psychology.
It's so cool, and it's so cool.
We were talking about it. We were talking about it in the car today. We were like, ooh, birth order psychology.
It's so cool. But because I'm an only child, I, like, there's no one in my house that I need to, like... I don't know, like... I've just kind of grown up with my parents, and, like, that's it. And as a result, like, I think I need more time alone as well as I do time with others, if that makes any sense. And, like, I love, like, going for walks. I love baking and, like...
But, like, that's weird that you're a 98% extrovert, and yet when you were a kid, you were so shy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I found out you were an extrovert, I was so surprised because I was like, I don't believe you. That's just, like, with Kayla. Yeah. I found out Kayla was an introvert. I was like, I don't believe
you. I don't believe her either.
She is. She's, like...
That's so weird.
Yeah, she's pretty introverted.
Yeah. That's so interesting. But I think I realized I was an extrovert when I was in 8th grade. And I was literally the most negative person.
You were?
I was.
I don't believe you.
Until I was 14. And one summer...
I remember when you were a kid, you would only wear skirts for a really long time.
That's true.
That's a weird thing. Let's just talk about Grace's weird childhood. No, I'm just kidding. She didn't have that weird of a childhood. It's fine.
It's okay.
If anything, I had a weirder childhood. My earbud just came out. We're like stuck together. This is awkward.
We love each other so much.
We love each other so much.
Oh my goodness.
We're really close.
Yes. So fun.
Yeah.
And so when I was going into 8th grade, I was like, I just don't want to be negative anymore. Like, I woke up one morning and I was like, I want to make an effort to, like, be a lot more positive.
And then you went on antidepressants? I'm just kidding.
I did not, I promise.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with taking drugs. Well, please don't. There's nothing, me on the internet, there's nothing wrong with taking drugs. Also, that should be the tagline of this episode. Oh my gosh. I would get sued, I think. Honestly, I think I would get sued.
You didn't even put a song in the episode. You get sued. Oh, man.
I get sued by your parents. Yeah. They'd be like, take this off the internet.
No.
It's fine. We're all good.
It's okay. It's
anyway. Okay.
Yeah. But I think I realized I was an extrovert when I made that switch mm-hmm. of, like, intentionally loving others and intentionally being positive.
I think I realized I was an introvert when I made the switch to not loving others. When I started hating people. So, like, probably middle school for me.
Yeah.
I actually, it was, like, when I learned what introversion was, so probably middle school.
Mm-hmm.
I had never, wasn't really, like, it was kind of a thing, but it wasn't, like, really a thing mm-hmm. until Susan Cain published Quiet.
Susan Cain.
Love her, but, even before then, I knew what an introvert was, because of your dad.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Grace's dad is really into that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I remember
she has a shirt that says, what's your Myers-Briggs on the back?
So fun. I love Myers-Briggs.
We do love Myers-Briggs. Hey, it's so not pseudoscience.
True.
Anyone who says that is mean.
Yeah.
Bad.
It's a lie.
It's a lie. Fake news.
Wrong. Fake news.
Wrong. No, I mean, like, confirmation bias is a thing in any personality test, like, no matter what. So
absolutely. But
it's fine.
Still.
Like, it's cool.
Helpful tool.
It is more accurate than your horoscope, Sharon. Okay?
Oh,
like, I hate when people say that. Like,
yes.
Your Myers-Briggs is like your horoscope. Okay, it's a little bit more accurate than that.
Yeah. So actually ask questions about your personality.
But I'm an Aquarius, so.
I'm an Aquarius, too.
Are you? Mm-hmm. For some reason, I thought you were Capricorn.
Mm-mm.
See, like, I don't know. I like being an Aquarius.
Mm-hmm. Me, too. I don't know why.
You're on the cusp.
But it's fine.
Wait, no, you're January.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I was confused for a minute.
It's okay.
I was confusing you with someone else. I never forget someone's birthday until just now when I just did. Yikes. I was
okay.
Oh, no. I have forgotten a birthday. No, it's all good. Yeah, it's interesting because your dad's an extrovert, like 100%
mm-hmm.
an extrovert. Your mom's like 100%
an
introvert. And so you're an extrovert, which must suck for your mom. Did you get her in here?
Exhaust her.
She doesn't want to be in here.
It's true. When she would pick me up from school, I would get in the car and I would just talk all the way home.
Oh my gosh, that's what my mom does.
She'd be like,
that's what my mom does, but like the opposite, because I don't pick her up from school, but like, she'll get home from work, be like,
yeah.
And I'm like, please stop.
And then this happened.
Stop talking to me. And it's so hard to be in a family where it's like one person really likes to talk and the other person doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it's like, there's like resentment there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, please stop talking.
Yeah. It's true.
But it's all good.
It's all good.
The nice thing about having like family who is a different personality type is you learn to be more understanding of their needs.
It's true.
And
it's so true.
Yeah.
And
sometimes
I can live introverts well.
You just need to be alone sometimes.
It's true.
I just need to be alone a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, I can be alone in a group of people. Does that make sense? Like, if I'm not talking to someone, it's, like, okay. It's, like, neutral. But, like, when I'm talking to someone, I'm losing energy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Do you think you feel that, like, studying in the library at college? Or, like,
I never study in the library.
No.
I never study.
Yeah. Honestly, same.
It's a problem, actually. I only study when I absolutely have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how I'm a junior in college and I've gotten to this point, but #blessed. No, that's not true.
Blessed,
stressed, and well-dressed. I said that in class the other day. Yeah, that was funny. I was like, I'm blessed, stressed, and well-dressed, and I'm only one of
those things,
and it's stressed. And I was very stressed. Like, this past week has been so bad. It was so stressful up until, like, Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then it was Thanksgiving, which was still stressful because there were people here that I didn't know. Not that they weren't nice. It was just like, it's so your family to invite
people.
Strangers to Thanksgiving, and I'm
oh
my gosh, this is horrible.
Yeah.
It's all good, though.
Yeah,
we're fine.
Okay.
We're okay. We got through it.
Yeah. A stranger came that we didn't know.
She ended up being pretty cool,
though. She was really awesome.
Oh, my gosh. What if she... Never mind. She does not. There's no way. listens to this podcast. I was like, that would be weird. That would be really weird. Yeah. I didn't tell anyone about it. I don't like it when people I actually know in real life listen to the podcast. This is something we've talked about because it's like, I feel like I'm a different person, kind of, where I feel like I don't want necessarily people in my real life knowing. Unless they want to follow me on Twitter, because I just want people to follow me on Twitter. I'm good at Twitter. I like it. Yeah, but I don't necessarily, like, at Christmas, I'm not going to be talking about, like, oh, my podcast.
Yeah.
Because then my family members will be like, oh, you have a podcast? And I'll be like, no, Nana. I know I think my Nana listens to it. I don't know for sure if she does. My mom doesn't, which I think is good, because that would be weird. I don't think I have any family members that really listen to it.
You're on Spotify.
Am I on Spotify? I honestly don't know. I don't think so. It's really hard. The thing with Spotify is, like, they're really selective about their podcast, and it's, like, really hard to submit it. There is a link. There's a link to submit it. I need to do that. I haven't gotten around to it, clearly. Maybe for season two. Okay. We'll see. Yes. That's funny, because season I used two. To listen to podcasts on Spotify all the time. That's, like, where I would listen to podcasts, and then I figured out one time that I couldn't get a certain podcast. I don't even remember what it was. It was, like, maybe it was my brother and me or something like that. Maybe that, I feel like that's on Spotify, but, like, it was a while ago. And I was like, wait a minute. Not all podcasts are on Spotify? Why? I love Spotify.
I love Spotify so much.
Yeah, so. I love them. I like listening to podcasts. But I'm so excited for Christmas.
Me too.
It just makes me so happy. It's, like, the one time of year where everyone can come together and it's, like, happy.
That's sweet.
And you can open presents and get things. You can give people things. I'm a really good gift giver, and I'm not saying this, like, to fluff myself up at all, but it's just, like, a fact.
Yeah.
Like, my family, we do, on my mom's side, a gift exchange, and, like, it's not really Secret Santa in that, like, you don't know who has you, vice versa. It's more like, we draw names, and then who you get is who you get a gift for. So, everyone always wants to have me as their person buying them a gift, because I'm really good at it.
It's true.
I'm a really thoughtful gift giver.
I always love when she sends me presents and brings me presents. Like, we love Dirty Dancing. Like, that's our favorite movie. And she sent me the Dirty Dancing magazine that I love so much.
And the mug. And then I tried to buy you that mug again and send it to you. Oh my goodness. There was this mug that I was like, oh my gosh, Grace needs to have this. So I bought it, sent it to her. And then I saw it again. And I was sent, I think I sent you a picture of it or something, did I? And you're like, wait, I have this.
I was like,
okay. Oops.
That's true.
I'm very thoughtful, I guess. It's so funny.
It's true.
Yeah, I just love giving people presents. And people are always so weird about, bless you.
Thank
people
you.
Are always so weird about giving me presents because they're like, oh, you're such a good gift giver. I want to give you something thoughtful. And I'm like, no, I literally made an Amazon wish list and shared it with you. And that's what I want. Please just, I don't like surprises. Do you like surprises?
I love surprises.
That's so weird. Why? Did you just sneeze again?
Yes.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
You're such a quiet sneezer.
I bit my tongue.
Oh no, that's so sad. The podcast is injuring people now.
I know. It's true.
Wait, what were we just talking about?
Gift giving.
Gift giving. I love giving people presents. What's your, like, go-to thing to give people?
Ooh.
My eyes are
changing. It, like, changes every year. So one year, I, like, got all of my friends' mugs and wrote, like, things to smile about on them or something
that
related to them. But I didn't know that the marker would wash off, so those mugs are just plain white mugs in all of their kitchens now.
White mugs go with everything.
Okay. Exactly.
It's been,
like,
mugs.
Baskets before. Like, I'll just put, like, socks and candles and, like,
socks.
Stuff like that.
I've gotten a new basket of socks for Christmas. I don't know why I felt like that would be a British person saying that, but honestly, like, am I off in assuming that?
Yeah. No.
I don't think so.
No.
I think my go-to gift for people is books. Our books. That was a bad sentence. Command of the English language here. Because if they don't like it, they can always return it. And I like to give people books. I just feel like clothes is so, that's like, that's so hit or miss. Scarves are easy.
Scarves.
Like, if you get a scarf for Christmas from someone, like, you just know that they didn't really put that much effort into it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to call anyone out here, but, like, really.
Yeah. I will wear it.
Yeah.
But
I have, like, a million different scarves that I've gotten as gifts. And they're always, like, they're never, like, nice, like, warm scarves. They're, like, weird, almost, like, netting. Like, Like, what purpose does this serve in my life?
And as you're talking about clothes, like, I don't like when people give me clothes because then I can't pick them out myself.
Oh, yeah.
And
I don't know if I like them or not. Yeah, I agree. Although, what was your favorite Christmas present you've ever gotten?
Ooh. Let me think.
While you're thinking, I'll share mine. Last year for Christmas, I got an L.L. Bean, like, I want to say, like, calf-length parka, and it's the best winter coat ever, and it's cold in Michigan where I live, and it's, like, the best, warmest, most amazing coat, and I love it so much, and it's that's such, like, an adult thing to ask for Christmas, and so now I feel like a real grown-up.
Love it.
Because I have a nice winter coat, so what's your favorite?
So, I was going to read the Betsy Tacy series, which is their 10 books about, like, this girl through her life.
And sounds really good.
I was going to read it with our grandma. Oh. And then we couldn't because she passed away.
Rip.
Yeah.
I should not have said that. Sorry, that was really insensitive. No, but it's true.
Yeah, like, it's true. And I got all the books for Christmas last year. And, like, it was just the perfect timing. Like, as I was reading them, I just felt like the girl was me. And, like, everything that was happening to her, I was like, this is happening to me.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're just the best books. And so they're literally for, like, 12-year-old girls. It's fine.
Grace is a 12-year-old. It's okay. Just kidding.
I am. In my heart.
Today she asked me, if you saw me walking down the street, how old do you think I am? And I was like, I don't know, 14? And for some reason, that wasn't the right answer. But it was the truth.
I said, 14!
Yeah, that's what I would think, okay? I'm bad at judging people's age. The kids that helped me today in the movie theater, I was like, I don't know, they're probably like 11.
Yeah.
But honestly, thinking about it, like 11-year-olds would not be allowed to go to a movie by themselves.
That's true.
So that's true. I don't know how old they were.
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows what they were even seeing? I hope they were seeing Wonder. That was a good movie.
They were seeing Wonder too.
Oh my gosh, go I literally cried the whole time.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
How many times do you need to go out through the garage in like 1 hour, Dad? It's my dad doing it. I know it's my
As
dad.
I was falling asleep last night, it happened 5 times.
Why can't you just go out the normal door like everyone else?
It's okay.
Literally,
when you come
I think
back
that,
in, you can ring the doorbell.
That the movie cried. I mean, the movie. Oh my gosh.
Should it be called Cry?
I'm so tired. I think I cried during, like, from the minute the movie started through the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever stopped crying. Yeah. There were just periods where I cried harder than less hard. I have too many emotions and I'm offended by them. I don't like feelings.
That's what life is like being an F. Honestly.
Being an F. Like,
I have too many feelings.
I have too many emotions.
So many emotions.
I feel that way a lot.
So many emotions. Oh my goodness.
I've always been an F though. Because I was ISFJ. I was just thinking, I was like, I didn't used to be that way.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever wasn't that way. I think I just told myself that I was really stoic.
Mm.
But really, like.
I remember there was an INTJ time.
Oh yeah, that was when I was dating that one guy.
Yeah.
The guy before the last guy.
Yeah.
I don't like to name them in the podcast because I don't want them to feel called out.
Yeah.
So sorry about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was when I was dating an INTJ that I became an INTJ briefly.
Excuse me. That's true. I dated an ESTJ.
Oh, he was ESTJ.
He was ESTJ. We worked very well together.
ESFJ.
Yeah.
ESTJ. Huh. Only one off.
Traditional.
My last boyfriend was an ESTP.
Mm-hmm.
So he was the exact opposite of me, and that was bad. It was not good. It was not good.
Yeah.
I don't like people who are the exact opposite of me.
I
don't
that.
Like people.
I feel that. The exact opposite of me is INTP.
INTP?
Yeah.
That's like, what's her name from Parks and Rec? That's so weird to know that I know that. Oh, what's that character's name?
She has dark hair.
Yeah, she has dark hair.
Yeah.
April. That's her name. April.
Mm-hmm.
April is an INTP.
Yeah.
Anyway,
what's Leslie?
I think like Leslie's like ESFP maybe. Let's look it up.
Not that far off from me.
This is fine. Oh, the
bongs.
The bongs are up. Leslie Knope.
Nope.
Myers-Briggs.
What do you think Lorelai Gilmore is?
I don't know. We can't go on what's that? TV tropes? Because we will get lost and never return.
Yes.
That always happens. Leslie Knope is an ENFJ. Anne Perkins is not an ESFJ. She is not an extrovert, okay? I don't believe that. What's April? ISFP? No, I don't feel that.
INTP.
This is not accurate.
The fangirl. That's
Let's me. Go on this. Fangirl. I love that show so much. Yeah, ENFJ. That works. I feel like.
Yeah.
Ron Swanson. I love Ron Swanson. No, she's not an INTJ. I think she's an INFP. Mm-hmm. INFJ, yeah. Anne is an INFJ. I thought I remembered her being an INFJ. I was right. I was like, no, I am Anne Perkins. Like, I was offended that my Anne ship was being taken away from me. That's so lame. I'm like, oh, no. Wait, we were going to look up Lorelai Gilmore. So, Gilmore Girls is our favorite show. Oh,
it's the best.
But I can't watch it. Why? I haven't watched it in a year because I had a panic attack last time I watched it.
That was the revival.
I know. I haven't been able to. So, the episode... Really?
Yeah.
That's really cute. So, the episode where Rory graduates high school literally makes me cry the hardest. We watched that last time. Oh, I did. You're right.
I am just having lots of emotions. I keep
having in my own... I keep typing in INFJ instead of MBTI.
I'm having lots of emotions about graduating, and I just can't bring myself to watch the Gilmore Girls graduation episode.
Oh my gosh, it literally like just makes me upset. Yeah. I just feel icky when I think about it. She's an ENFP. ENFP. Rory's an ISFJ, which is your mom.
Just like my mommy.
INFP is Lane. That makes sense. ISTP. ICP. Yeah.
Yeah.
ESFJ.
I'm Emily.
Emily Gilmore. You are Emily Gilmore.
Yeah.
Don't pretend that you're not.
And Suki.
ENTJ. She is not an extrovert. No. Paris Geller is an introvert. I'm sorry.
Oh, Paris Geller.
Tumblr, you are wrong. Ugh, okay. Logan.
Where's Jess?
INTP.
Oh.
INTP, we were just saying INTP is, I thought that was April, but it's not.
Christopher.
No one likes Christopher.
Last year, what did I say when you were like, Christopher's going to be in the revival? And I was like, oh, not watching it. Like, no.
I'm not watching it anymore.
I got my wisdom teeth out a couple of weeks ago. And my mom insisted on watching the episode where Christopher takes Lorelai to watch the movie on the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, I can't do it. Like, I'm just going to go to sleep.
I hate Christopher. Everyone hates Christopher. I will try to watch Gilmore Girls again. I think that might be a lie that I haven't watched it. I think I have watched it. Mm-hmm. But I haven't, like, sought it out, you know, to watch it.
Yeah.
Mainly just because I'm a binge watcher. I like to watch a bunch of... We can watch it. You're right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Together.
Anyway, this was a fail at talking about the holidays.
It was
But it was a win at talking about real. Just us and having fun. Yeah. So, this is fun.
I loved it.
We're not doing an outro. This is cool. It's just, like... This is just a bonus episode. Like, let's be real. I don't even pretend to be professional, so.
It's perfect.
This is great. Mm-hmm. So, Grace, this is how we exit the show. This is how we exit the show. Jeez, oh, Pete. This is how we do the outro. I say, my name is Amy. I'm scared to be here. Have a good, whatever, like, a good time or a week or whatever. So, I'm going to say, my name is Amy, and then you're going to say, my name is Grace. And we're going to say, we're scared to be here. And I'm going to say something, okay?
Okay.
My name is Amy.
My name is Grace.
We're scared to be here. Have a great holiday season, everyone.